This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Mumbai today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will attend the commissioning ceremony of three naval warships, namely INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagashir. The ceremony will be held at Naval Dockyard at 10:30 a.m. According to an official statement, the commissioning of these three naval combatants will mark a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense manufacturing and maritime security. In the second half of the day, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple at Khargar in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the establishment of National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol for the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu yesterday, Mr. Singh said, POK's land is being used for terrorism as training camps for terrorists are being run from there and launch pads have been built in the areas adjacent to the border. The Defence Minister said, Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares participated in a session on strategic alliances for a changing world at the Spain-India Council Foundation in Madrid. In a social media post on X, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India-Spain collaboration is crucial in a turbulent world, strengthening the global economy and ensuring the training and mobility of talent. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, has arrived in India for his five-day state visit. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and several other Indian dignitaries will call on President Tharman today. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet the President of Singapore. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. Punjab, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. In India Open Badminton, Sastik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event in New Delhi last evening. Meanwhile, ace India shuttler PV Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei's Shuo Yun Sung in straight games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.